Hello, it's Freddie Sandilands here, your podcast host and close personal friend. If you're enjoying the Great Job podcast, then why not come and watch us perform live? We're going to be at the Canal Cafe Theatre on Wednesday, the 1st of May at 7:30 p.m. We're going to be joined by Mike Orton-Tolliver, founding member of the Free Association and improv legend, as well as Sophia Broido, Nick Everett and Hayley McGee. And we're going to be splitting the bill with Raji Chalir and a number of other fantastic stand-up comedians. Use the code word GREATJOB12 to get two tickets for £12. Go to the Great Job Instagram page, Great Job Improv, and our ticket link is in the bio. See you there. Thanks for tuning in to Great Job, the improvised comedy podcast about the world of work. Each episode, we talk to an improviser about a job they've held, and then we improvise scenes based off what they've said. The jobs are real, but everything else is totally improvised and made up on the spot. Sound effects are added afterwards. One of the sound effects you're going to hear is a whooshing noise, which sounds like this. When you hear that, it means that the scene might have jumped to a different location or the characters might have changed. And that is what the whoosh means. Enjoy the episode. I'm with three brilliant comedians and improvisers. I've got Sam Ralston, Jonathan Brooke, and Naomi Peterson. And Sam, you're going to tell us about working on a cruise ship.
Yeah, I did work on a cruise ship from January to March 2020. And I worked on the MSC Seaside, which is the Mediterranean Shipping Company. And it was one of the largest ships in the Caribbean. So I worked as a comedian on board. But I was, some would say, blessed. I had a special contract, you see. They let me essentially I was a guest artist, so I was allowed to basically pretend to be a passenger, and then I had to work 5 hours a week. So a pretty good deal, I would say. I had five shows a week over 3 days, and the rest of the time I was just a passenger. So I was allowed to use the gym, I was allowed to use the restaurants, and then I had a little badge. So if anyone from the audiences ever recognized us, we could just take the badge out, pop it on, and be like, sorry, ship business to attend to, and then sneak into a secret door. So you had like this double life. It was great. So you were allowed in all the crew areas and like in the like secret underground tunnels, underwater tunnels rather, and then but you could just pretend to be a passenger and not have to do anything else, like safety drills or I don't know what else they did, but they, because our contract was so short, they just didn't bother training us to do anything else other than comedy.
Was the badge for the
badge?
Right, and it was to pretend to be a crew member.
Well, I was a crew member.
Yes, but it was to prove you're a crew member. Yeah. It wasn't a passenger badge.
No. Right. So it said Sam Ralston, UK comedian.
And if you hadn't have brought out the badge, could you not just say, sorry, I've got crew business, or do you have
it
to
made it feel a bit more legit. It made it feel like I was authenticated in making that choice.
And how many times did you have to take the badge out of your pocket, apply it to your chest, and then leave?
Twice a week. Because you, because we were also of the entertainment crew. We were the four of us that were doing the comedy show. We were the only English speaking entertainment on the ship. So everything else, all the other performers were from like Ukraine, South America, Spain. So they didn't really like interact with the passengers, and the passengers were like mostly drunk Americans. So they would like come up to us and they'd be like, oh, you're mini celebrities on the ship. Very famous. But they'd always come up at the weirdest times, like when you're like in your trunks by the pool eating a full plate of spaghetti. And they'd be like, I love the show. And you're like, thanks. Or like you're in Jamaica and you're outside of Starbucks stealing like the Wi-Fi to call your mum back home. And then someone comes up and goes, hi, loved the show last night. And you're like, thank you so much. Please leave me alone. I just want to call my mum. I'm so sad.
Oh.
And at that point, did you just sort of fumble for the badge and try and put it on?
Yeah, I was like, well, badge.
I got a badge.
Yeah. But one of my castmates sometimes just wouldn't leave the ship because it was like, I don't want to deal with passengers or like the tourists in the Bahamas or something. Not me, though.
Yep.
I loved it. Yeah.
You said that that it finished in March 2020. That coincides with a sort of global event. Is that why it finished?
Maybe, yeah. I was very hungover on a beach in the Bahamas, and at 5 o'clock I got a call from my cast captain saying, "We're going home, baby."
Oh my God.
So we had to pack up our stuff that night. By the next day we were in Miami, and we had to sneak off of the boat to get our flights back to Toronto at the time, because I was living there. But they'd always gotten us off and on the ship as passengers, not as crew. And then for the day we all got sent home, they wanted to disembark us as crew, which would have taken ages. And then apparently what happened is they made all of the crew stay on the ship, and they took them to the private island, which is every cruise ship owns a private island now, apparently. Oh, and they had to quarantine on the ship, and then they sent them home country by country.
Oh my God.
So like some people were stuck on the ship for like 3 months.
What were the other people that you worked with like?
Great, I was really lucky. So there was four of us, and I liked all of them.
Oh.
And I think if you are unfortunate enough to be stuck on a 4-month contract with people you don't like,
oh my God,
that's no fun. But one of my best friends was on the ship with me, and we shared a cabin, and it bonds you. It's like war.
Right.
It bonds you for life, because you are suffering up each other's ass 24 hours a day,
oh my God,
7 days a week.
Mm.
You're sharing a bathroom. There's no secrets.
Yeah.
Mm.
But it's fun. Yeah. Lots of memories. Lots
Would you
of
go back?
No, absolutely not. It's really nice to look back with like rose-colored glasses, but at the time, awful. Yeah, and you get sick because like all the water on the ship is treated seawater, so they like desalinize it and then they put all these chemicals in it to treat it. So you can't drink. They say you have to buy bottled water because if you drink it, you'll get kidney stones.
Oh my God.
But then all of the food is prepared with that water. So all the soups, all the sauces, all the salad is washed with that water. So I had the worst gut health I've ever had in my life on that ship.
Wow. So I'm not going on a cruise anytime soon.
But like I said, it's fine for a week. Sorry, doctor. I'm having horrible gastrointestinal issues.
God, I'm so sorry. Come right through.
Oh God.
What are your exact symptoms?
I've been drinking dirty water.
Right. Sorry.
I just can't stop shitting.
Why have you been drinking dirty water? What kind of dirty water?
I just love the taste of dirty water.
Where have you been getting dirty water
from? The ground!
Right, all right, sorry. Let's go back to the beginning. Can I take your name?
Yeah, my name's Michael.
Yeah, right. Michael what?
Phelps.
Oh, Michael Phelps. Oh, God, yeah. Look, I've got your notes up right now. This isn't the first time this has happened.
No, I keep coming in at least once a month because I keep shitting.
Yeah. Do you know why you keep shitting, don't you, Michael?
Because of the dirty water.
Yes, well, I can't prescribe you anything that we haven't already prescribed you. Oh. I've given you Imodium.
So Michael just keeps getting iller and iller.
Right, that's not on me.
Well, with all due respect, Doctor, it's definitely on you.
With all due respect, darling, it's not.
You are his doctor. I am your husband, okay? And my job is to serve you as a husband. Your job is to serve him as a general practitioner.
Yeah, and I my job is to do no harm, but I can't miraculously make someone stop harming themselves.
Not with miraculousness. I'm not asking for miracles.
What are you asking for?
For the implementation of science. Do your job, my dear wife. Do your job. It's Michael Phelps. Next time he comes in, I want you to save his life. Okay? I don't care what it is. Just do it.
Oh, I'm back again. Oh, God.
Well, Michael, you're due to be racing next week.
I know, but
why did you do it?
I've got the absolute squirts.
Michael,
I'm shitting through the eye of a needle.
Right, look, I prescribe you Imodium iodine drops. I'm prescribing you cleaner water.
Oh, the gas is bad as well.
Right, look, this is unorthodox, but it's not been done.
I'll try anything. I just can't stop drinking dirty, muddy water.
I'm gonna have to sew up your mouth.
My mouth.
Yeah.
But I need that for racing reasons.
You don't need your mouth underwater.
What?
I'm going to have to sew up your mouth.
All right, Michael. I can see that your mouth is sewn. Don't be worried about giving me full answers. Listen, I know you've been trying to kick the dirty water, but I've got a bottle of absolute muck. Now, why don't I just, because your mouth has been sewn, but I'm pretty sure I can pour it in through some of the stitches.
Michael, it's me, the voice of your doctor in your head. Don't do it, Michael. You can win this race. You can be back to your best.
Michael, it's me, the voice of the person that sells you the dirty water. Just think about how delicious this muck will taste. Going down your throat and coming out of your anus via
Michael,
explosive
it's me,
diarrhea.
Your doctor, the voice of your doctor. Remember when you just used to eat eggs? You didn't need anything more than eggs to go for a swim.
Michael, it's me. I've got an egg-shaped bottle and it's full of the most disgusting water you can ever have.
Michael, it's me, your doctor. You know, if you take your stitches out of your lips, you know what will happen, don't you? You're going to start shitting again, Michael. You don't want to shit in the pool again, Michael. You want to be a champion, Michael. Do it for the US of A. Oh, thank God I can finish my plate of spaghetti. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Yum, 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 yum. Oh, God, it's been so long since I've had a full plate of spaghetti without any interruptions. Thank God. Delicious.
Excuse me.
Oh, fucking hell.
You look awful like someone I was watching on stage last night.
This is Bella Italia, and I'm just trying to get through a plate of spaghetti.
Well, well, I think you're a famous performer.
I'm not a famous performer. I just got one of those faces.
You have got one of those faces.
Oh, for fuck's sake. It's going cold.
Would you do me the honor of a lifetime and sign this here autograph picture?
Yes, but that's not me. That's a picture of Louise from... That's a picture of Louise Redknapp.
From Eternal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so Louise from Eternal. That's
you
not
are
me.
Louise from Eternal.
No, my name is Sally Wainwright. I'm not Louise from Eternal. Please, I just... Oh, the waiter's carried it off.
I knew you were Louise from Eternal.
Louise from Eternal.
From the moment I walked into this Bella Italia.
I'm so hungry.
Good afternoon, madam. It's me, Frank, your waiter. I didn't realise we were serving a celebrity.
You're not.
And as per our policy, you are going to get a free dessert. What would you like?
I'd like a plate of spaghetti, please.
Plate of spaghetti. Well, that's not on our dessert menu. And for celebrities like yourself, Louise, we offer a free dessert. And it looks like you've already had a pretty big plate of spaghetti.
I haven't had a plate of spaghetti.
I saw you eating spaghetti earlier.
I didn't finish it.
You didn't finish it?
It was whipped away while I was being confused for someone else.
Who are you being confused for?
Louise from Eternal.
You are Louise from Eternal.
Fine. If I'm Louise from Eternal, then give me what I want.
One pudding coming up. I'll be back presently. Would you like me to put up, like, some signs saying don't bother the celebrity?
Yes, actually I would.
Okay.
Thank you.
Come on right
up. Sorry, I'd like my free dessert, but can I also order... Another plate of spaghetti.
Another plate of spaghetti,
yes.
for Louise Maternal. And so that'll be one plate of spaghetti.
And one free dessert.
And one free dessert.
Could you bring the plate of spaghetti first?
I'll bring the sign first, because I don't want you to push it.
Okay.
Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt. I was just sitting at the table next to you, and I couldn't overhear, but are you Louise from Maternal?
Who wants to know?
Me, the mayor of this town.
You're the mayor?
I'm the mayor of this very town, and I just wanted to say that Eternal's music got me through a very hard time in my life.
What happened?
My wife left me. My children left me.
Which songs do you listen to while that was happening?
The hits. the A-sides and the B-sides. But what I just wanted to offer you was a key to the city. For Louise from Eternal.
Oh my God, I'm so conflicted.
A key to the city means that we'll name a day of the year after you.
Does it?
Yes, and also...
day of the year?
Yes.
What do you mean that you'll name a day of the year?
Louise from Eternal Day.
Oh, I see.
Perhaps September 14th. Perhaps...
It's a bit close to September 11th.
What are you wearing for Louise from Eternal Day?
I'm kind of out of options. I've literally spent so much of my September the 11th costume...
I think they made a mistake putting those two dates, those two holidays, so close together, because one is a really somber, harrowing, you know, reflection on the past and a time to think about lives lost, and the other is just
that awful terrorist attack that happened in New York.
For no reason to say that. On the other September 11th, am I right?
This episode's performers were Sam Ralston, Jonathan Brook, Naomi Peterson, and myself, Freddie Sandylands, with thanks to Sessions, bringing the most exciting talent in food to your neighbourhood.